Welcome to Torat Imecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Pamela Rivka Simonson, and today we will be studying Amos, Perek Hey, Chapter 5. In the previous chapter, Amos denounced the Northern Kingdom for its serenity amidst warnings of retribution and for its haughtiness. He explained that as they continued in their practice of idolatry, their measure was filling up, and that their want for an extravagant lifestyle was nourishing immoral activity. Amos implored them to return to good and warned them of the consequences were they to ignore the call to improve. Here in chapter 5 of Amos, the heart-wrenching crying of the master of the world himself underlies the words as he bemoans the fate of the kingdom of the 10 tribes, interspersed with descriptions of the sins that are causing the destruction, and appeals to the people to fix things now and prevent the threatening punishment from becoming a reality. Radak's reading of the first 7 verses of the chapter guides us through an emotional plea by Hashem to his beloved people, imploring them to feel moved, to notice what is unfolding before them, to abandon idolatry and corruption, and to choose life. Pasuk Aleph, verse 1. Shim'u es hadavar hazeh asher anochi nosei aleichem, kino beis Yisrael. Listen to this word, that I lift up over you a lamentation, house of Yisrael. Since you don't want to return to me, listen instead to my lamenting over you. Will the expressive lamentation by God over the people's fate stir their hearts? What will move them to change? Verse 2. Nafla loisaisif kum basulas Yisrael. Nitsha al admasa ein makima. She has fallen. She will not continue to rise. The Virgin of Yisrael. She is spread out upon her soil. There is none to raise her up. Hashem is crying over the decline of his people, gradually becoming weaker from oppression by enemies. Her own leaders can't inspire her to repent. And so, with no merit to save her, no one can lift her up. Teshuvah, repentance, would be her revival. Verse 3. Ki choy amar Hashem alekim, ha'ir hayotzeis elef, tashir mea, v'hayotzeis mea, tashir asara leveis Yisrael. Because so said Hashem alekim, the city that gives forth 1,000 will remain with 100, and the one that gives forth 100 will remain with 10 of the house of Yisrael. A city from which 1,000 men go out to war will be left with only 100 of them. And a town from which 100 men go out will be left with only 10 people, because they will all be struck by sword, famine, or pestilence. And even the ones who are left behind will be exiled. Verse 4. Ki choy amar Hashem leveis Yisrael, dirshuni vichyu. For so said Hashem to the house of Yisrael, seek me and live. Whilst destruction has been decreed, you can still live in your land if you seek me. If you would only turn to me, you can save yourselves still. I beseech you, choose life. Verse 5. V'altid reshu beis el, v'hagilgal loisavayu, uve'er sheva loisavayru, ki hagilgal galoy yigle, uveis el yihiyel oven. But do not seek Beis El, and do not come to Gilgal, places of idolatrous worship. And do not cross Be'er Sheva, because Gilgal will be totally exiled, and Beis El will become nothingness. Abandon idolatry. Verse 6 calls on the people again to seek Hashem and live, lest he bring punishment. And verse 7 addresses the people with reference to their behaviour, Ha'hoifchim l'la'ana mishpot. Utzdoka la'aretz hinichu, the ones who turn justice to wormwood and leave righteousness upon the ground. The officers and judges distort justice to serve the powerful, making justice bitter as wormwood to those who are penalized by the system. Not only are they culpable for idolatry, But, as has been the subject of previous chapters, they are not concerned about righteousness. They have chosen deceit over justice, leaving righteousness abandoned on the ground. In Pasuk Ches, verse 8, Amos depicts the awesomeness of Hashem. He is the one who has created star constellations, phases of light and dark in a day, the system of water from the seas returning to the earth in the form of rain, Hashem Shmoy. Hashem is his name. Amos is calling to the people to humble themselves in acknowledgement of Hashem's magnificence. A sobering thought. They have not tapped into the loftiness of the one who commands them. For who could turn away from a being so wondrous in his acts? Humble yourself. You should have worshipped him, says Rashi, and he would have strengthened you against your enemies. Stop looking to yourselves and realize your help comes from Hashem, the master of the world. In verses 10 to 13, the prophet describes what is making the situation all the more hopeless. Verse 10. Sanu vashar mechiach, v'doiver tomim yisoevu. They hated the one who admonishes by the gate, and they despise the one who speaks purely. The gate is the place of justice, where the court is situated. They are rejecting of those who give rebuke by the gate. As Malbim explains, this means that they hate the ones who want to correct their ways in the realm of social sins, and that their despising one who speaks purely refers to their abhorrence at being encouraged to improve in their acts between man and God. Therefore, there is no hope for them to improve and return from their bad deeds in response to guidance from teachers and those who rebuke them. Radak explains that verse 11 is pointing out that as a result of having seized grain from poor people that they were carrying home for food and having taken advantage of their lack of strength to defend themselves, Bote gozis benisem veloi seishvu vom. Houses of hewn stone you have built, but you will not dwell in them. The houses you founded on corruption will be taken from you by the enemy and destroyed. And the vineyards you planted, you will not drink their wine. You won't benefit for long from the vineyards you planted through exploitation, because you will be exiled. Verse 12. Ki yodati rabim pishechem, va'atzumim chatoisechem, tsoirerei tzadik loik chei chayfer, va'evyoinim bashar hitu. Because I know that your transgressions are many, and your sins are substantial. You who oppress the righteous, who take ransom and distort the destitute at the gate, Hashem is telling the people, according to Radak, don't think that I don't see and know your bad deeds, because I know everything. That you oppress the righteous in return for a bribe, that you distort at the gate the place of justice, I know about it all. Verse 13. Lachin hamaskil ba'es hahi yidoim, ki es ra'ahi. Therefore the prudent one will be silent at that time, because it is a time of evil. Explains Malbim, Amos is stating that even people who would ordinarily offer reproof to the evildoers stay silent now, because they're too afraid that they will be killed if they speak. And so there is no hope that the people will return from their sins. But now, having expressed the hopelessness of the situation and the misfortune that awaits, Amos still offers a lifeline in verses 14 and 15. Dirshu tov va'al ro lema'an tichyu. V'hi chein Hashem Elokei Tzevakos etchem ka'asher amartem. Seek good and not evil, in order that you will live, and so Hashem, God of legions, will be with you, as you said. Verse 15. Sin'u ra ve'ehevu tov v'hatzigu v'shar mishpot. Hate evil and love good and establish justice by the gate. Perhaps after the bid to be humble and to heed warning, they will listen now to the straightforward advice to pursue righteousness and detest and turn away from evil. In the place of justice at the gate, ensure there is no corruption. But if they still don't listen, there will be widespread mourning over the calamities that will come, as alluded to in verses 16 and 17. Verse 18. Hoi ha-misavim es yoim Hashem. Woe to those who desire the day of Hashem. Reading with Ibn Ezra's interpretation, the people who desire the day of Hashem are the people who say, let him hurry, i.e. let Hashem bring what he has threatened, for they believe not that it will happen. Woe to them, because it is a day of vengeance. Wake up. Verse 19 describes a person who escapes a lion but then meets a bear, and when he comes home, he leans on the wall and is bitten by a snake. Verse 20 describes the day of Hashem as Cheshech, darkness. Radak explains the imagery to refer to tragedy after tragedy and the darkness of suffering. In the following verses, the prophet communicates Hashem's displeasure at offerings and their accompanying songs brought by the Jewish people. Hashem instructs in verse 23 to take their songs away, which Rashi justifies as being because they are thieves and distort justice. What, rather, would appease Hashem? Verse 24, V'yigal kamayim mishpot, utzadoka kanachal eson. Let justice be revealed like water, and righteousness like a mighty stream. Reads Rashi, you shall do this and I will accept you. Justice which you have hidden, let it be revealed and flow amongst you like water, and righteousness shall be revealed like a mighty stream. Commitment to integrity, honesty. Chapter 5 concludes with two verses about punishment. When Amos tells the people in verse 26 that they will carry Sikkus, Kiun and Kaichav, their false gods, Rashi explains it depicts the time of exile for their sins, when the enemies will force them to carry their idols. And in the final verse, when Hashem says that he will exile them beyond Damascus, the implication is that the Jewish people will be handed over to the king of Assyria and exiled very far away. The punishment is severe. The ending note of chapter 5 is one of disappointment in the Jewish nation and dread of its miserable future. The sound of seek me and live resonates as we depart from a harsh warning of terrible atrocities to come. The ray of hope reiterated amidst the reproof, paving the way to life. Seek me and live. Turn to Hashem, notice him. Not only in the more frightening times, but also in the finer moments of life. Find him peeking through the wonders of nature and reaching out his arms to offer an embrace to all who seek him. It's the key to life, not just an escape from punishment, but also in dimensions of spirituality. A lost soul will be accepted if it turns back towards its maker. A humble soul will thrive as it looks up in awe at the master of the world, his salvation, his support, his friend. Thank you for studying together. Le'eloi Nishmas, Malka Esther Bas Tzvi Yosef.